Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the official start of winter is nearly 6 weeks away, but bitter cold is coming to the region. Temperatures are going to be well below normal for a lot of the upper Midwest. They're saying a dreaded polar vortex could be on its way. That wouldn't be hitting us probably until about closer the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but because next week we got 50s and even upper, upper 50s. So, yeah.
Enjoy that. Get your stuff done. This is just a heads up because if you were like, when to do, get your lights up or your raking done before the vortex comes. That's, again, like a little over a week away. White House says that the President Trump believes mere allegations shouldn't destroy person's life, but the president's press secretary says if sexual misconduct claims against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore are true, that the president believes that he should do the right thing and step aside. The Washington Post reported yesterday four women accused Moore of groping, kissing, and pursuing them when they were teenagers, and he was in his 30s. Moore adamantly denies the accusations. And that's not the only fallout in the news today. HBO is distancing itself from comedian Louis C.K. over sexual misconduct claims. New York Times reports that five women are accusing the comedian of exposing himself to them. HBO says it's removing Louis C.K. from its Night of Too Many Stars charity program for autism. And HBO also is pulling all of Louis C.K.'s past projects from its on-demand services.
Yeah, because he also had a movie they postponed.
Yeah, Daddy's Life.
Yeah, that's a weird movie, by the way. It's about his daughter who he's having issues with. I think the daughter's a teenager and dating a movie like director or whatever who's like in his 60s, 70s.
Like a Woody Allen type
exactly.
of character.
Strange
I know,
movie,
very strange. And that Chloe Moretz, she is the star in that. And she, when she got word about this allegations, I guess 2 weeks ago, she said, I'm not doing any publicity. I'm not doing any of the promotion for it.
Okay.
So this has been coming, I guess. I mean, while it just got released a New York Times article yesterday, people knew that it was in the works and have been distancing themselves from Louis C.K. for a while now. The suspension of Greek life activities at Florida State University could go statewide. The State University Board of Governors is supporting FSU's president's decision and says other state schools might need to follow that lead.
I can see it happening. I mean, look, what's been happening the last few years, so many issues of hazing and deaths being part of the Greek life.
Alcohol and drugs and overindulgence. Yeah, so fraternities and sororities are suspended at Florida State University following a death of a pledge at an off-campus party last week. And then there were two busts, two other fraternities. Members were found in possession and distributing cocaine. So it's become a big problem, apparently, for that campus. But they're saying it could actually be all of Florida come January when they meet. U.S. military members can get free food this Saturday for Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day!
Absolutely. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. National chains like Applebee's, Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, Outback Steakhouse, they're all having promotions, whether it's free food or other discounts for veterans and active military members tomorrow. That's November 11th. Veterans will also be able to get freebies this weekend at various hotels, resorts. All sorts of people are rolling out the red carpet. And if you notice, if you drive down Dodge and you go past Memorial Park, there is a big tribute, a special lighting tribute for the veterans. Omaha Parks and Recreations Department held the second annual Veterans Shine On lighting ceremony Wednesday night. And the National Patriot Guard rode to Memorial Park to celebrate with the veterans. And it's going to be on display at Memorial Park until January. Omaha is also set to host a big event this weekend. The U.S. Olympic team curling trials are coming to Omaha. Three women's teams, five men's teams. They're all going to compete at Baxter Arena starting tomorrow. It's all for the right to represent the U.S. at the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea.
So these are all U.S. Americans vying to be on a team together? Or how do they do this?
Their teams are competing. Okay. So I guess it would be like your team, like so whatever teams
is
I
the
would
best.
Imagine.
Yeah, because a team thing. Wow. Okay. All right. So whatever team wins goes.
That's my understanding.
Wow,
but
that's interesting.
I mean,
you'd think that. I mean, I would think that you'd pick the best out of. I guess you have to. I don't know.
But
how they got it figured out. I'm sure.
But they work in teams. You know, it's not an individual.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose there probably maybe are individuals, but it seems like they have like a flow. Like, I'll do this, and then you scrub, and then I scrub, and you've worked on all of this.
If you're listening right now, you're learning real fast that Molly and I know nothing about it.
No, absolutely. We're on a learning curve.
We are trying.
But we're eager to be excited about this event.
So tickets are available.
Yes.
It should be fun. I mean, people, it's a different experience.
Baxter Arena, come on.
Do you have prices on the tickets yet, or no?
I don't, actually.
Okay,
I'll look, but yeah, I don't have any...
Okay,
pricing for them.
Right.
Authorities in Canada, this is going to be a game changer. They have ruled that the F word is no longer taboo on French language radio broadcasts.
Oh, so they can throw the F bomb out there?
Yeah, on the French language radio. It's so commonplace that they're just like, forget it. Why fight it? I guess the Canadian Broadcasting Standards Council, which would be the same as like our FCC, has agreed with a French language station's argument that the F word is now, quote, part of the common French spoken language and therefore doesn't have the same vulgar connotations when it's used in French. English, F word, still bad. In French, apparently, okay. They had previously classified the word as being suitable only for adults in both French and English, banning its use on radio and television to beyond prime time, and even then only if there's a warning. But now they're like, have at it. Go ahead and French curse your way.
Why censor or edit?
I know.
Idiot.
And here we go. This Christmas, wondering what to get that somebody special on your list? How about this? Hidden Valley Ranch has the perfect holiday gift. It's a keg of their ranch dressing.
And this is for real.
Yes.
Yeah, we got it on our Facebook page if you want to take a gander and see this thing. It's pretty impressive. It says everything.
5-liter keg of ranch dressing. What's too much? Apparently not 5 liters. Hidden Valley goodies ready to go ahead and get those white elephant gift exchanges. $30, I believe, is what it's being retailed for.
Are you a ranch person?
No, I'm not.
I am not either. So, but I know people who are.
Right.
And they eat ranch with everything.
Yes. I mean, I remember the first time seeing somebody eating, you know, like pizza with ranch.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd get a side of ranch and then going to other places and they're like, that's such a quintessential Omaha thing. Like I felt like for the longest time it was like such a Nebraska thing. And now they have like pizza flavored ranch dressing. Like it obviously caught on. because they actually have like a whole brand of pizza flavored ranch dressing available for purchase, not in 5-liter kegs though. I'm sorry.
Ranch,
maybe next year.
Everything. It's almost offensive. Whenever I will go through the work of like cooking, smoking food or whatever they can, chicken, whatever it is, right?
Right.
Because that's a process, and I take pride in when I cook. Then I serve it at the table, and then the youngest will grab a bottle of ranch and completely douse it. I'm like, that sucks. But then I remember I was young.
Yes.
And I used steak sauce on
everything and ketchup.
Everything and ketchup.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still, it hurts.
Wow.
It does hurt. I guess the kegs, I misspoke. The kegs are $50 a piece.
Oh, okay. It's...
So $10 a liter. I mean, I think it's obviously like it's super catchy looking. Like if you went to a party and there was a keg of ranch dressing, like that's a party.
How far are we off from drinking it?
Money is on them. So I guess if you want to go ahead and gift it to somebody, be sure to grab like a 10-pound bag of baby carrots or something to go along with it, or wings.
10 pizzas or whatever the hell you eat with it.
I don't know what you do.
Hey, I'm not against it. I'll eat it, but I'm just not I put it on everything guy. Salad, that's good enough for me. And this maybe I'll dip in some wings. Yeah, you're right. So I can't really.
I'll only do it. This is the thing. I was just thinking about this. I will use Hidden Valley Ranch, like the packets, and mix it with sour cream to do like a vegetable dip like that.
Okay.
But like the stuff that has like the mayonnaise and all of that, like the ranch dressing, I don't do ranch dressing. I'll do ranch dip, but dressing is like a whole different, I don't know if it's the consistency or what. It just like kind of sketches me out a little bit. A guy in Germany is probably rethinking this theft. Police responded to a drunken argument between a 19-year-old man and his neighbor when he noticed a significant bulge in the teen's trousers. Turned out he'd been hiding a 14-inch baby king python in his pants.
Oh, geez. Why?
I don't know. He was trying to transport it.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, that was the thing. They're currently looking for the reptile's owner. He was stealing it. And he hid it in his pants. 14-inch python. Everyone's like, yeah, what else is in there? Nice try. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is a Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now. Channel. 94.1.com.
Hey, it's Katy Perry on Channel 94.1.
I just looked for call number 9. We'll hook you up with tickets. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
You are just doing fine. It's Friday.
Just fine.
Yeah, you got to be doing better than that, right?
Yeah. Well, recovering from surgery 2 days ago.
What kind of surgery did you have?
A bladder.
Oh, a bladder.
Oh, lady.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, she's like, it's, yeah.
What is a bladder? How does that work? Is it just, I guess I don't need to get too deep in the conversation.
Yeah. She's like, really? Do you want to know? Do we want to go? Can we just be excited about the Katy Perry?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, how big of a fan are you?
Pretty big. Me and my daughter, it's her birthday's coming up on the 17th.
Really? So. Okay. All right. Well, this might be a great gift for her then. Yeah. Cause you're calling number 9. Do you know when Katy was born? Do you know her birthday? And how, I'm just trying to figure out how big these Katy, you got Katy fans, you got Taylor Swift fans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, Taylor Swift fans, I feel like, are a little bit more rabid than Katy Perry fans, but I don't know. Can you prove me wrong?
Maybe.
Can you tell me her first song?
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
If I Google it.
Okay.
She's like, don't worry.
Sorry.
Listen.
Hey, it's all right.
I thought it was just the caller number. I didn't know there was a quiz.
No, it's not a quiz. I'm just having
conversation.
Yeah,
just making conversation.
Having a little conversation with you.
So your daughter's birthday's a week from today?
Yeah, the 17th.
Okay.
That's fantastic. How old's she going to be?
24.
Oh, my gosh.
24 already.
Congratulations. Yeah.
She married? Anything like that?
Nope.
Really?
24, you don't need to be married. Come on.
She got a man or anything?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you might find one at the... Are you tired of my questions?
Yeah, she's like, listen, I'm post-op, okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, dear, hold on a second. We'll hook you up with the tickets. All right, so you're in the running for the drop zone also, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on the line. All right. 938-9400. Got to ask questions. It's not
absolutely
that easy.
No.
All right, here's what a fan sounds like. Taylor Swift's album came out, what was it, early last night?
Yeah, so it got leaked online and Taylor Swift fans like went nuts. Like Swifties are pretty rabid, but then a lot of them waited and then they had their like listen to the album for the first time.
It's amazing.
And wow, they shared some of their...
here we go.
Oh, God. So it's an hour before release. It's here. It's happening. I'm overwhelmed with emotions. I can't believe we are finally here. It is the time, the date, the release day of Reputation by Taylor Swift. I can't believe this day is really here, you guys. We have been anticipating this for 3 years, and that is insane. I have never been this excited for a new Taylor album, I don't think, and I'm so ready for this. No pun intended. Well, guys, I'm here an hour before. I'm waiting for the pre-order to be released. I'm gonna be reacting, but I wanted to get a true to life intro. By the way, my name is Parker. If you don't already know me, I've done a lot of other reaction videos to everything Taylor since the 1999 era. Fake fan, the 1989 era, I have been doing reaction videos, and have really loved them, and I have loved doing them. I have loved getting to celebrate something that I love so deeply with you guys. So I'm going to be reacting to the album. I've got my Taylor Swift shirt that I got at a flea market on, and I'm ready to go. And now we just wait. I haven't watched anything from the ABC special because I want to listen to this album full on the first time with no prior knowledge of any song other than the ones that have been released. It's happening, you guys. So I'm going to check in with you when the release starts. The anticipation's killing me. My heart has been racing since like 10 a.m. I just got a tweet that it's out now? That it's happening? That it's a thing? Why did she... How did she just tweet that it's here? How is it here? How is it here already? No. How is it here? How is it here? How is it time to do this? Okay, it says purchase, but I can't play anything. Oh my God, it's here. Yeah, y'all thought I was gonna stop saying oh my God a million times? Nope, you were wrong. Why isn't that downloading? I knew this would happen. Why does it do this to me every single time? Okay, now it's downloading.
Wow. So much for like taking everyone on your like journey.
I'm not gonna make it through this process. I'm gonna die and then I'm gonna scream. Okay guys, this is it. The moment we've been waiting for. It's coming. It's happening. Oh my God. Here we go. Number one, my favorite of the pre-releases. Ready for it.
My. This is Molly, by the way. This is audio from Molly last night. She sounds a little tired. She sounds a little tired today. This is why.
I'm really glad that Taylor gives us like 4 minutes to get ready for the second song, because I'm still not ready. Oh my God. We're getting close to a new song. My heart is racing so much. The next song we haven't heard yet, and it's got Ed Sheeran in it. I wish you guys could feel my heart in my chest right now.
We don't need to.
I am unreasonably excited. And by the way, I'm not going to get my thoughts on Ready For It because I already did a video on that. So if you want to see it, anything that I did a video on, I'm not going to talk about.
Wow.
So you want a glimpse into Molly's life. That was it.
What? Hey, it was a one-time thing. It was a big night. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
That is one of thousands of fans. Yes.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
What is Molly? What's up?
Star Wars, you know, the latest installment, The Last Jedi, isn't set to hit theaters until next month, December 15th. But now word has come that that's not the end of the fun. Star Wars is going to be launching a new film trilogy, and a TV series are said to be both in the works. The new trilogy would be helmed by The Last Jedi director and writer, that Rian Johnson, and it's going to be separate from this, quote, Skywalker saga. So the new films will introduce like new characters from a corner of the galaxy that Star Wars has never been before. They're finding new and exciting ways to all keep us glued. They said that the live action Star Wars TV series is going to be on Disney's new entertainment streaming service. So that was the whole thing. Remember, there was a story earlier this year that enjoy your Disney content on Netflix while you can, because Disney's getting into the streaming market themselves, and they're going to be pulling all of that from Netflix. Well, and now comes word that they're going to be having a Star Wars show.
On Netflix?
Disney's new streaming. You know Disney's. How everybody wants to have original content?
Yeah.
They're going to be their gamble. And I mean, that how...
It's not even
what
a gamble.
Smart-
it's like it. I mean, that is a win.
Right. I mean, how many people do you know that are huge Star Wars fans that would sign up for a streaming service just to be able to watch the TV show? So it's expected to launch at the end of 2019. So there's a ways to wait. No release date yet on the trilogy that they're talking about. But like we said, The Last Jedi, you'll get your little fix of Star Wars December 15th when it's back in theaters. Taylor Swift gave her fans the latest fix. Her new album Reputation dropped at midnight last night, though I guess it did leak about 12 hours early on Thursday, and some of the fans were incensed.
And this is New Year's Day. It's their, yes. What do they call it? Fan performance they did. You know, they always do those premieres on television here and there. But this was during Scandals?
Yeah, Scandal on ABC last night. She did this live performance.
Molly has seen this 14 times now.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. My favorite part. But one of the singles off of Taylor Swift's new album is, it features her buddy Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
So she'll be having a little guest vocals from Ed Sheeran. And Ed Sheeran has released his latest video. It's for the single Perfect. And I guess it's adorable, very romantic. It's on a ski slope in Austria. But this is all off of his new album, Divide. And the other big thing is music is another reality music show. It's one called The Four, as if The Voice and American Idol and America's Got Talents and Everybody Can Sing or whatever isn't enough. Sean Diddy Combs, DJ Khaled, and Republic Records president Charlie Walk have all signed on to be judges for a new music competition reality show called The Four.
The Four. Okay. Mm-hmm. God, do we have enough?
It's going to be on Fox. So Fox must be like, okay, you took American Idol. We're going to try this.
Yeah.
And I guess it's geared to be toward hip-hop artists.
Okay, so that's what I figured.
That's new.
Okay.
And it involves, they say it's like a Lord of the Flies-like premise. Performers have to maintain their good standing on the show while fending off competitors who want to take their place. So
they'll
like
be fighting and
yes,
killing each other.
Right.
Awesome.
Exactly. They'll be chasing boars with spears, smashing some kid's eyeglasses so he can't read, and calling him a piggy. Oh, wait. No, that was the book.
But that is, this
but
is
it
derived
is be the
from
Wild Wild
the book. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It is going to be the Wild Wild West. I guess it's going to be premiering January 2018. So they're even getting a jump on American Idol. Fox is like, oh, I'll get you, ABC. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Lord of the Flies was a fantastic movie,
oh God,
by the
that
way.
That book was so heartbreaking.
That is good.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.